Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap on this Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. We delve first into the complexities of Australia's private credit landscape. Regulatory changes and low interest rates have given private credit a resurgence, but inflation-induced cash rate hikes are making waves in global credit markets, with Australia in the mix. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission's Joe Longo highlights opacity, illiquidity, and leverage as potential risks in private debt. Superfunds veterans in infrastructure now find private lending a different ballgame, highlighting the need for strategic advice for our retail investors. Clarity and transparency in regulations will be the key factors to nurture the growth of Australia's private debt sector. Turning now to cybersecurity and superannuation, specifically the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, and their plan of fortifying defences against cybercrimes. Lately, super funds such as Australian Super, AART, REST, and HostPlus have been targeted by credential stuffing attacks. In response, APRA is upping their game by enforcing stricter protocols and demanding assessments by external specialists to enhance cyber resilience. Superfunds are now required to conduct comprehensive self-identification of control weaknesses and report on their findings before the end of August. Shifting focus to Australia's superannuation concessions, debates on their sustainability and equity are gaining momentum. Projected to cost the federal budget a staggering $60 billion by the 2024-25, and rising even more beyond that, calls for reform are getting louder. Critics argue that instead of promoting retirement security for all, the system caters more to high-income earners. As we grapple with the possibilities of reform, equity and fiscal responsibility will be key considerations moving forward. Lastly, we touch on the pressures faced by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, as international fraud syndicates exploit its protocols to legitimize scams. According to the Stockbrokers and Investment Advisors Association, these con artists, hiding behind stolen identities, file complaints to coerce financial institutions, leveraging AFCA's fee structure to their benefit. They propose a verification fee to help deter such fraudulent activities and protect legitimate firms, a move that emphasizes the pressing need for tighter verification processes. And on these notes, we conclude today's financial bulletin. For more on these stories and much more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, head over to financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online. We'll meet again tomorrow with another round of important financial updates. Stay informed and stay financially savvy, Australia.